This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti. Close to the 50th anniversary of the so-called 1973 Yom Kippur surprise war in the Middle East, there is another major outbreak of Mideast fighting right now.
Palestinian militants in the Gaza Strip have launched dozens of rockets towards Israel, setting off air raid sirens across the country. There have been reports of explosions near Tel Aviv and the areas surrounding southern Gaza. One person is reported to have died. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said he's meeting with top security officials.
That is the BBC's Gareth Barlow. And since he filed that report, there have been ground infiltrations into Israel. And Israel has started striking targets in Gaza in response, setting the stage for what's likely to be a new heavy round of fighting between Israel and Hamas, maybe another Islamist group as well. Palestinian Islamic Jihad says its fighters have joined Hamas. In this country, as the Biden administration reverses some border policies to deal with a still growing crisis, other parts of the country are now feeling the pressure. CBS's Charlie DeMar.
In Eagle Pass, Texas, as migrants continue to cross the southern border, New York City Mayor Adams arrived in Ecuador as part of his three-country tour south of the border to discourage migrants from making the trek north.
We are not going to be able to sustain this situation for migrants and asylum seekers and for long-term New Yorkers who are also dealing with real issues.
There's been a moderate earthquake in southern Mexico tonight. With the arrival of the weekend, one of the major national strikes is coming to an end, while others do continue. The one ending, the healthcare workers who went out for 3 days. Details from CBS's Bradley Blackburn.
More than 75,000 healthcare workers entered the final day of their strike against Kaiser Permanente without a deal. Nurses, technicians, and others walked off the job for 3 days to protest staff shortages and demand higher pay.
I think that we have made a very big impact, and we'll come out here again if we have to.
Meantime, film and TV actors remain out, as do some members of the United Auto Workers. This is the government issues a somewhat surprising September employment report, which could also have a downside.
The Labor Department reported a stronger than expected gain of 336,000 jobs in September, while the unemployment rate remains steady at 3.8%. That ongoing strength in the labor market is great news for people looking for work. But as far as the Federal Reserve is concerned, a tight labor market could mean more pressure on inflation. And that's raising the odds of another rate hike from the Fed before the end of the year.
That's CBS business reporter Jason Brooks, and this is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanctioned lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pin still set by people? Swear, and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pin still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. Red Delicious, Honeycrisp, Granny Smith. If you have a favorite apple, now is the time to pick it straight from the source. Did you know Wisconsin has more than 300 apple orchards? Travel Wisconsin recently naming its favorites, including the Oneida National Apple Orchard outside Green Bay, Ferguson's Orchards in Eau Claire, and Apple Holler south of Racine. Many provide tons of family fun in the fall, too. Tire swings, lawn bowling, hay rides, and more. Apple experts suggest if you want to pick yours fresh, do it before the end of October. For Civic Media, I'm Terry.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Do you support the legalization, regulation, and taxation of legal cannabis in the state of Wisconsin? You said yes! Melissa, that was like 12 years ago! What do you think the hang-up is?
It's the Republicans. They're suffering from reefer madness. They're out-of-touch legislators in the Capitol building who don't want to give a win to Governor Evers and Democrats.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Well, he had a little chat with management yesterday, and I did suggest a daily limo and a fruit plate.
How'd they take that?
That didn't seem to take that seriously for some reason.
I have full faith in you. You've been doing this for a long time. And you have Greg Bach.
I got a call from management this morning saying if I'd be interested in taking on new roles as a driver and buying fruit plates. That's a career opportunity.
Put that on your resume, baby.
Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughter have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.